Greetings, game music lovers. I'm Bedroth, and you're listening to BG Mania B-Sides. This week, we're taking a listen to the high-energy soundtrack of Omega Strikers, and we're going to start things off by listening to the theme song, Go Strike. Before I get started, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast you're using to listen and drop us a quick rating or review. It does help the show to grow in terms of visibility, and we really appreciate it. Remember that we're also on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPGera. Take a look at the tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel so inclined, drop us a couple of bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload does wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to our current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. Omega Strikers was developed and published by Odyssey Interactive on Unreal Engine 5. It released on Switch, Windows, iOS, and Android on April 27th, 2023. It released on Xbox and PlayStation consoles in May of 2023. After a beta testing phase that initially began as a Steam exclusive on September 16, 2022, and then transitioned to an open beta shortly thereafter. Composers on this soundtrack include James Landino, Garrett Williamson, Video Game Remixes, Vidix, Mason Lieberman, Ian Tsuchiura, Joshua Taipale, Falk Allyoung, Funk Fiction, Michael Staple, and Coaster. I fell in love with this soundtrack when I was listening to it for the Best of 2023 episode, and the only reason that I didn't include it on the list was because I had to cut down my options in some way. This one was initially released as a beta in 2022, and so I went ahead and disqualified it. I am going to talk a little bit about the tracks before each one plays, but first, I'm going to give sort of a brief bit of information about the Striker in question, because each of these tracks, including the opening theme, is also the theme of a particular Striker. That opening theme that we played in with, Go Strike by James Landino, with vocals by Shihori Nakane, was also the main theme of Juliet, the Eager Rookie. Juliet is a member of Frostfire with Estelle and Dubu. She is tiered as an S-tier character. Her birthday is October 24th, and she likes cooking, going to the arcade, and Striker trading cards. Juliet is a melee-focused Striker with dreams of being a pro-level Core Strike player. Her attacks have a short range, but are good for pushing enemies away and scoring KOs. This track's momentum and drive really embody the feeling I get when I think of what this game must have been like at its height. Fast-paced, chaotic fun, all the way. Now, with all that out of the way, thanks to Dexerto.com for the tier lists I'm going to be referring to, and to TVTropes.org and OmegaStrikers.Fandom.com for the character info. With that out of the way, what is Omega Strikers? For anyone who has not heard of this game, first of all, I strongly encourage you to look it up. The animation and art style is really incredible. The music is fantastic. The game is free to download and looks pretty fun, although the success that you will have in playing the game is largely going to depend on what format you play it on. I feel like Steam may possibly be the most successful, and the reason is that this is an online PvP game. How best to describe what this is? So Core Strike is the name of the sport in-game that this game follows. It's a new sport that features players competing in an arena 3v3, trying to either push their opponents off of a ledge or scoring a goal with one of their skills. To win, you score 5 goals, but you have to win by at least 2 goals. You can strike the core, which serves as sort of a puck, in any direction, even if it's behind you, and you KO enemies by knocking them out of the arena. After a period of cooldown time, the enemy, or you, if you're the one who gets knocked out, will appear back in the arena. At its simplest, the game looks a lot like extreme 3v3 air hockey, where instead of bumpers that you hit the puck with, you are actually in the stadium, and you can use special powers to help you get the puck in the enemy goal after first knocking out some of their shields. So, there's your explanation of what the game is like. And with that, I think it's time to go ahead and get into our second track. We're going to listen to Ignis. This was composed by Garrett Williamson. Ignis is the theme of Drekkar, the intimidating invader, a member of Maelstrom with Atlas and Rune. Drekkar is considered A-tier. His birthday is August 15th. He likes poetry, lasers, and being pets. I should mention here that Drekkar is a large anthropomorphic alien lizard man. Even the boldest strikers in the Pro League are intimidated by Drekkar.
His tactical playstyle can foil the best laid plans. When Drakkar cloaks into invisibility, every striker knows it's only a matter of time before he's blasting them or their team out of the arena. One of the grittier, more intimidating tracks on the list. I feel like this is apparently quite fitting for Drakkar as a character. Now, I have not successfully played Omega Strikers, but it is fun, honestly, just to watch gameplay online, and especially to look at the character introduction videos. The track plays under each character video, and it shows sort of a showcase of not just some cool animations of the character, but how the character plays in the game. Now, there are 21 strikers in this game, so I was only able to bring about half of the themes. I would encourage everyone to go and check out all of the themes, but I do think I brought a pretty good spread. And with that, let's go ahead and move into our third track of the show. This is A Champion's Redux by Funk Fiction. Champion's Redux is the theme of Estelle, the stunning sniper. Estelle is a member of Frostfire with Juliet and Dubu. Estelle is considered A-tier. Her birthday is April 27th, and she likes fabrics, skincare products, and ice skating. Estelle is the former Core Strike champion, who has been dethroned by Kai, now making a resurgence to the field under Team Frostfire with Juliet and Dubu. Her ranged attacks are suited for core control, supporting her team to help them land a goal. This song is elegant, sultry, and smooth. And these are all words that come to mind when I see a picture or animation of Estelle, the former champion. That's another thing I really like about this game, is there is quite a bit of lore that you can dive into. Someone actually published the full-on character backstory and bios on Steam. I did not pull all of that information because I do like to try to keep this show fairly short. But it is there for you to look into, and I really feel like this whole property could be turned into a series of games. Really a series of multimedia. A lot of care and a lot of love was put into this. I don't think that is going to happen because the creators seem to be moving on to other things, which is really a shame because I feel like there's a lot of untapped potential here. But for now, let's go ahead and move into the next track of the episode. This is Ice Cream Odyssey, and it was composed by Ian Tsuchiura. We'll be right back. Ice Cream Odyssey is the theme of Juno, the Curious Explorer. Juno is a member of SSR with Asher and Luna. Juno is considered C-tier. Her birthday is December 1st, and she likes ice cream, collecting trinkets, and sleeping. An enigmatic yet adorable visitor from space, Juno brings a one-of-a-kind playstyle to the field. Her semi-sentient Blobos can be placed all over the field and work together to help Juno score, creating plays that leave opponents wondering what in the world just happened. The song is innocent, poppy, super happy fun, as sweet and light as a bowl of ice cream, which, again, is Juno's favorite treat and seems to fit her personality as well. Juno is this cool little alien character who has almost sort of like jello-like consistency, it seems. And she does have these little sort of sentient blob things that she can place around her that help her in the game. But yeah, just really, really cute design. I believe this is the last non-human character who we, well, with the possible exception of our closeout track, I think this is the last non-human character we're going to be featuring today. But yeah, let's go ahead and move into another here, actually Juno's partner. This is Blue Skies Ahead by Joshua Tiapale. Blue Skies Ahead is the theme of Luna, the Chaotic Rocketeer. Luna is a member of SSR with Asher and Juno. Luna is B-tier. Her birthday is January 23rd. She likes video games, hot cocoa, and combinatorics, whatever that is. Luna is a fountain of explosive energy both on and off the field, bringing chaos with her rocket-boosted experiments. That chaos can be a powerful tool if she can manage to control it. Now, Luna is the sister of one of the other characters whose name I am blanking on, but their parents were astronauts who were lost in space, and Luna believes that they are still out there. I kind of think that it must have been out there that Luna and Juno got together, since Juno is an alien, but I don't know that for sure. I do know that Luna has, she's a little miniature inventor, sort of like Dexter in Dexter's lab, and it is her inventions that allow her to do all of her moves in the game. This song is fun, feisty, and super active, with awesome horns and punky drums. I don't know how well this fits Luna as a character, but as an old fan of ska, this is one of my favorite tracks. Next up, we're going to listen to Baroque Banditry. This one was composed by James Landino. We'll be right back. Baroque banditry is the theme of Rasmus, the captivating playmaker. Rasmus is a member of Clarion Corps with Kazan and Now. Rasmus is considered B-tier. His birthday is December 30th. He likes cappuccinos, staring at charts, and classical music. A man after my own heart. Rasmus is an exceptional striker. His flashy plays never fail to captivate the audience or his opponents. Rasmus outwits the competition by moving the core and players in stunning ways. If anyone is playing one step ahead, it's Rasmus. This song is much more serious, but still dancey as hell. I don't know if I would call this Baroque, but I do call it good, and it seems to embody Rasmus as a character quite well. I have kind of run out of things to say about the rest of the game. There may be a couple of the remaining characters who I have a little bit more to talk about, but really I think we're going to kind of be going pow 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 for the next few tracks. And with that, next up we're going to listen to Obscura's Call, once again composed by James Landino. Obscura's Call is the theme of Rune, the Shadow's Force. Rune is a member of Maelstrom with Atlas and Drakkar. Atlas. Atlas is the name of Luna's brother. There we go. Rune is considered B-tier. His birthday is February 20th. He likes cats, chess, and sour candy. Rune surges with the energy of another realm. The power of Obscura that flows through him gives him the ability to warp the flow of the match in his favor, teleporting across the map and banishing his opponents from the field. The song isn't very otherworldly, in my opinion, but what starts out as a pretty straightforward rocker then gets into some real squealy needly territory on the guitars around the 40-second mark. That, and the slow build on the drums around 105 before the track falls back into the rock riff, really won me over, and earned the track its spot on the list. Next up, we're going to take a listen to Long Way From Home by Michael Staple. Long Way From Home is the theme of Zintaro, the Wandering Blade. Zintaro is a member of Bite Breakers with Amy and Feeny. Zintaro is considered A-tier. His birthday is July 10th. He likes pistachios, reading manga, and drawing. Despite his small stature, Zintaro is a feared opponent in the Core Strike fields. His mastery of swordcraft is second to none, and the blazing speed of his attacks is sure to keep even the most well-composed foes on their toes. Well, that did not mean to do all that rhyming. The track isn't really very ninja-y, in my opinion. It does have a kind of an Asian flair in certain parts, but it is nice, slow, and a somewhat melancholy break from all the high-energy stuff we've been hearing. The Asian flute is a nice touch and helps the tune fit both its title and the character it was written for. Next up, we're going to listen to Excessive by Falk Ah Young. Once again, that was Excessive by Falk Ah Young. I call out that composer twice because I believe he is a particular favorite of my buddy Jeff's. He and actually a few of the other composers on this were also responsible for the music behind Spark the Electric Jester, a Sonic-like game that Jeff is a really big fan of the music for. Excessive is the theme of X, the eccentric brawler, member of the Ember Monarchs with Kai, the current champion, and Era. X is considered B-tier. His birthday is March 29th. He likes lamb skewers, belt buckles, and Saturday morning cartoons, and he looks like he is right out of the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure anime. X lives by a simple motto, let's get excessive. He dominates the field with an unparalleled raw strength, using nothing more than his bare hands to send his opponents flying from the arena. While he may not be the most mobile, in a close quarters brawl there is no striker quite as powerful as X. Balls to the wall, that is X's playstyle, and that is definitely what I get from this track.
That is going to bring us to the close of Bedrock's BG Mania B-Sides. Made possible by RPGera.com. I do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check out our description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us.
I want to thank you all for listening, and I'd really like to get some feedback on the show for anyone who has not already given me feedback. Really appreciate those that have, but if anyone else out there is enjoying it, would like to hear from a particular game, or thinks that I should revisit anything else, or really just has any comments for me in general, let me know. You can send Brian an email, you can comment on Spotify, you can join our Discord and let me know there. And I also want to give a special shout out to Alex the Messenger, host of a VGM Journey podcast, who is responsible for our first listener request, which is going to be the next Beachmania B-side. I hope that you all enjoy it, and I know that I am looking forward to talking about that soundtrack. To close out the show, we're going to be listening to our second vocal track. This is called Vice Versa. It was composed by Garrett Williamson and James Landino and features vocals by Nano. Vice Versa is the theme of Vice, the electrifying rocker, member of the Demon Drive with Octavia and Mako. She is an unknown tier, being sort of a DLC character added after the fact. Her birthday is June 21st, and she likes carbonated drinks, stickers, and skateboarding. I'm not sure if she's a human or a demon, hence my comment earlier about not being sure. But I do know that Vice brings raw power, energy, and chaos to the Pro League in unmatched quantities. The sheer wall of sound she channels through her guitar is enough to send an entire opposing team flying off the arena. And as Vice sees it, she's just warming up. A hard-rocking demon lady deserves a hard-rocking track, and she definitely gets it here. Nano's vocals as Vice on the track are quite impressive as well. With that, let's close out the show by listening to Vice Versa. Thanks, everyone, and I'll see you next time on BG Mania B-Sides.